Eva.
Can you tell me a little bit about yourself and why you got involved with this year's Threads of Time project?
Okay, well, I stitch a bit to basically keep myself occupied. I'm not a trained stitcher. I haven't done any wonderful degrees and things. So it's all sort of what they call self-taught.
Uh-huh. That's great. And were you involved last year?
I was involved last year, yes, and found the whole project really fascinating, and it really reignited an interest in history in me.
Which is why you got involved again.
Absolutely, yes. I was dying to see what aspects we might dig up this time.
Uh-huh. And so now your piece is called Signs of the Times. Could you tell us a bit about that and how you went about making it?
Right. Well, last year's project, I felt we didn't have a record of everybody who'd been involved in it. We had all their artworks, but there was no enduring record of the piece. And I thought that this being an archive, it would be really nice to have an enduring piece at the archive that recorded everybody's contributions. And during the summer, I came across signature quilts, which a lot of people are probably familiar with, but I haven't come across before. And they were quilts which were made up of lots of people's signatures who'd been involved in something. And I thought that sounded like a brilliant idea for this project. And so I thought I will try and get everybody's signatures on fabric and turn them into a work for the exhibition.
Is that a new idea, signature quilts, or is that something very old?
No, they're very old. I know there are plenty of Victorian ones. I had a bit of a Google online and came up with all sorts of ones that people made either to raise money for things or for an event. There was a big exhibition of them, actually, I think, at the Quilt Museum last year.
So did you sew all the names?
Oh, no, I didn't. This was the clever bit. I persuaded everybody else to stitch their names for me. But so that it had some uniformity, I bought some... Well, I had a piece of fabric. It's actually an old tablecloth. And I cut it all up and handed out the thread and asked everybody to not so much put their signature as their name in a way that was readable. Mm-hmm. And so the thread and the fabric were all the same throughout. But because I tea-dyed the tablecloth first, mainly because I'm a bit of a messy worker and don't like white fabric, all the pages have come out a slightly different colour, and it gives it a more aged feel.
And were you surprised, given that people had to stitch the name, just how differently they all came out?
Yes, I was really pleasantly surprised. A lot of people were very timid and concerned that their signature wasn't going to be good enough. But they are all wonderful because they all have their own character and their own individuality. Some people also added little touches, little details from their own work into their signatures, which sort of makes them more individual. But the other thing is that the piece that I also added to the whole thing was some other signatures from the archive. Wow. So they all tie together. And I thought, you know, Signs of the Times was kind of a bit of a pun, but I'm not very good at that.
And people can explore the piece and they can discover what's behind the names?
Yes, rather than making a quilt which hangs on the wall and isn't really very touchable at an exhibition, I made a book. So I cut everything up into little squares and put them all together. And I've made a book that people can open, turn the pages. There are little pockets to explore. And inside the pockets are cards which either have a picture of the artwork that the person whose name is signed relates to, or if it's one of the pieces that I did relating to the documents and the archive, then there's a little bit of text explaining why I've put that in. And it is definitely a piece made to be handled.
Very good. So which sort of aspects of the Dummy Radcliffe collection were you particularly drawn to then?
Well, I found myself eventually being more drawn to the 18th century and the aspects of trade and trading with the Middle and Far East, because I've always been fascinated by the Islamic world. But I came across a document called The Dover Story, which also rather kind of sparked me off, because it got me into exploring about the Jacobite revolution and the time when the British royal family were got rid of and sent off into exile and replaced by the Orange men or whatever. I'm not very good at the precise details. And there were all these plots to murder the Catholic, she wasn't Catholic, the Protestant queen. And I found one little bit in this document that referred to this plot, this whole plot of trying to kill the queen. I'm not sure whether it's Queen Anne or Queen Mary. And I just found that fascinating. And so the 18th century really was the period I explored most and have reflected most in the bits that I've put into the work.
Does seem to be the family's heyday anyway.
Yes, so that was when they were earning all that money out there in Aleppo.
Indeed. So now in the actual making of the book, you've bound a book together, is that right?
Yes.
Was that difficult?
Last year when we actually some of us went on a bookmaking course and we learnt how to bind books. I actually didn't use the technique that we were taught. This is an open spine binding, which allows the book to open flat, because I wanted the piece to be handled, I wanted people to be able to open the book nice and flat without feeling they were going to destroy it. So yes, I bound it all up, I made the hard covers and everything. And a lot of it is made from recycled materials. And I've also used, in some of the stitching, I've used silks which I dyed with natural substances, some of which would have been the things that were imported by the family.
Very good. And so looking back now, it's now 9 months since the beginning of the project, how would you describe your experiences of taking part?
Well, it's been fascinating. It's been fascinating, and it's really, as I say, it reignited my interest in history. It's made me explore all sorts of aspects of history that I never knew about before, like the Jacobite Revolution, looking into trade. Of course, we were all very aware of the goods that were brought back from the Middle East, but we have to remember that stuff was being sent out there as well, and that, you know, English technology was developing at this time. So it's just really made me explore a lot more history and also find out a little bit more about what is in the archive.
Thank you very much, Eva.